Welcome to another deep dive. You know, we love to go deep on all kinds of topics here, and today we're diving into the world of AI. And not the like far off in the future AI, but like AI that's here and now and changing our lives every day. You ready to go deep?
Let us dive in.
Okay, so for this deep dive, we're looking at a bunch of stuff, actually all from this Korean language book about practical uses of AI. And it really highlights the fact that we're already using AI in so many ways without even realizing it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like one of the first things that really caught my eye in this book was this example of using AI as a personal tour guide.
Oh, wow.
Like imagine you're, you know, in Varanasi, India, like this super historic and culturally rich city, and you're walking around and you point your phone at a sign, and instead of just getting a translation, you get like this instant historical and cultural context of the building behind the sign.
That's super cool. Kind of like having a local expert whispering in your ear, right?
Yeah.
I remember reading this book, there was an anecdote about how an AI like clarified a seemingly scary wanted poster.
Oh, wow.
Which turned out to be just a really heartfelt message from parents who were looking for their missing son. So it wasn't like a criminal thing at all. Yeah, it's a powerful example of how AI can go beyond simple translation to actually help us understand different cultures.
It's like having a cultural decoder ring, you know?
Absolutely.
But AI is not just for like exotic travels or anything. It's really becoming the ultimate life hacker.
Yeah.
Right here at home.
Yeah, absolutely. Think about navigating rush hour traffic, for example. Instead of just seeing those red lines on a map, AI can actually analyze real-time traffic patterns and suggest the best route home.
That would save so much time and frustration.
For sure, especially in a city like Seoul, where traffic can be a bit, well, challenging.
To say the least, yeah.
AI can also help with those everyday dilemmas like what to cook for dinner.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Imagine an AI that scans your fridge.
Okay.
And it considers your dietary preferences.
Okay.
And it even suggests recipes based on what's about to expire.
So you don't waste food?
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And this book also delves into AI's growing role in personal finance, which is something I find really interesting.
Yeah.
Imagine AI that can not only track your spending habits, but also analyze market trends.
Right.
And suggest investment strategies based on your risk tolerance and financial goals.
That's like having a personal financial advisor in your pocket.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it's all about using AI to simplify and streamline those aspects of our lives that can feel really overwhelming.
Okay, I'm already like blown away by this, but it gets even more fascinating when you think about AI's potential as a creative collaborator.
Oh yeah, for sure. This is something the book's author seems really excited about, the idea that AI can analyze vast amounts of data, like music, art, literature, and identify patterns that we as humans might miss.
Yeah, yeah.
And this can lead to some really interesting creative outcomes.
So it's like having a brainstorming partner that's absorbed like the entirety of human artistic expression.
Oh,
that's both inspiring and kind of intimidating at the same time.
Right.
But like, I'm trying to picture this. So like a painter struggling with their next piece, could AI like analyze their previous works?
Yeah, absolutely. It could suggest maybe complementary color palettes or even generate visual concepts based on keywords or emotions that the painter wants to evoke.
Or like a musician composing a song, AI could like maybe suggest chord progressions.
Oh, yeah. Or melodic variations that fit the mood and style of the music they're trying to create.
It's like having this like creative muse on demand.
Exactly.
Wow. The book even mentions AI helping with writing and not just like grammar checks or anything like that.
Right.
But like actually helping to like structure sentences or even come up with ideas.
Yeah. Imagine an AI that can analyze your writing style.
Yeah.
And suggest stronger verbs.
Yeah.
Or maybe even help you restructure sentences for greater impact.
Oh, I love that. I actually tried out an AI writing tool recently.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it was kind of mind-blowing. I mean, it didn't write the piece for me, but it really helped me to like refine my ideas and express them more effectively.
I think that's the key, right? It's about using AI to enhance our own abilities.
Yeah.
Not to replace them.
Right, right. It's like AI is breaking down these walls between art and technology, kind of opening up all these new creative possibilities. But wait, there's more. I mean, this book goes on to talk about how AI can be like a health, travel, and environmental guru all rolled into one.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's amazing how versatile AI is, right? Mm-hmm. And its ability to analyze massive amounts of data really makes it ideal for these fields.
Okay, so health, like imagine an AI that not only provides basic health advice,
yeah,
but then tailors those recommendations to your individual needs.
Exactly. So for example, instead of just getting generic advice about, I don't know, like eating more vegetables, you could ask the AI for specific dietary suggestions.
Yeah.
Based on your dietary restrictions or your health goals.
My love, awesome.
Yeah, it could even analyze, you know, your genetic data.
Right.
Your medical history, lifestyle factors.
Wow.
To create a truly personalized health plan.
It's like having a personal health advocate.
Exactly.
Helping you make informed decisions about your well-being.
Yeah.
I love that. And then what about travel? So like AI could go beyond just recommending generic tourist attractions.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Like it could analyze your interests, your travel style, your budget.
Right.
And then suggest maybe some off the beaten path destinations, hidden gems, unique experiences that really align with your personality.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about creating a travel experience that's tailored to you, not just following a cookie cutter itinerary.
That's awesome. This AI sounds like the ultimate travel companion.
Yeah.
But what about its role as an environmental guru? What does that even look like?
Well, the book really emphasizes AI's potential in helping us tackle some of the world's most pressing environmental challenges.
Yeah.
Like climate change, for example.
Okay.
Imagine an AI that can analyze climate data, identifies areas that are at risk, and then suggests targeted interventions to kind of mitigate those effects of climate change.
That's amazing. So like AI could be used to optimize energy consumption.
Exactly.
Reduce waste.
Yeah.
Design more sustainable cities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about using AI's analytical power to create a more sustainable and resilient future for our planet.
I mean, okay, I'm officially blown away by just the sheer scope of AI's potential.
Pretty mind-blowing, isn't it?
But the book doesn't shy away from the potential risks and challenges either.
Right, right.
That come with this really powerful technology.
And I think it's important to address that too.
Yeah, for sure. Like, remember all those like AI versus human showdowns? Like the one with IBM's Watson supercomputer that dominated Jeopardy?
Oh yeah, back in 2011, I remember watching that. It was fascinating.
That was such a turning point, I think.
Yeah.
Watson understanding natural language, processing information at like lightning speed.
Right.
Just crushing those human champions. It was amazing to watch.
And that victory, I think, showed the world just how much potential AI has.
Yeah.
To understand and process really complex information.
Yeah.
Even in areas that we traditionally thought were, you know, exclusive to human intelligence.
It was a wake-up call, for sure. Like a glimpse into this future where AI was going to play this huge role in our lives.
Exactly. And then, of course, there was Google DeepMind's AlphaGo, which defeated the Go champion Lee Sedol in 2016.
Those matches were riveting. The tension, the unexpected moves.
Oh, I know. It was like watching history unfold.
It felt like we were witnessing something truly historic.
AlphaGo's strategic brilliance was incredible. Its ability to anticipate Lee Sedol's moves and counter them.
Yeah.
With strategies that no human would thought of.
Yeah.
It just sent shockwaves through the Go community.
And beyond.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was a testament to just how far AI had come. You know, its ability to master a game that was long considered too complex for machines.
Yeah.
But there was also that incredible moment in the fourth match.
Yes.
Where Lee Sedol made what's now known as the God's Move.
Oh, I get chills just thinking about it.
Yeah, this brilliant, intuitive play that just completely outmaneuvered the machine.
For a moment, at least.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it was a powerful reminder.
Absolutely.
That even in this age of AI, you know, human intuition and brilliance can still surprise us.
For sure.
Those showdowns, they weren't just about games, though, right?
Yeah.
I think they were about pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Exactly.
You know, kind of exploring this intersection of human and artificial intelligence and really sparking a global conversation.
Absolutely.
About the future that we're all creating together.
Yeah. It's a conversation that I think we need to keep having.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Okay. So AI is capable of some pretty mind-blowing things.
Yeah.
Right? But behind all these, like, sophisticated systems,
right,
there's a massive infrastructure that's often overlooked.
Oh, absolutely. You're right. We're not just talking about lines of code.
No.
We're talking about vast data centers.
Yeah.
Filled with incredibly powerful hardware.
Yeah.
That makes all of this AI magic possible.
The book explains that it's all about GPUs, graphics processing units, these components that were originally designed for gaming and video editing.
It's funny how that worked out, right?
Yeah, it is.
It turns out that GPUs are incredibly efficient. at performing those complex calculations that are required for training and running AI systems.
So these gaming components have become the backbone of the AI revolution.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as AI continues to evolve, the demand for these powerful GPUs is just skyrocketing.
The book actually talks about how countries are now in a race to build these data centers, these GPU-packed data centers.
Correct, yeah.
Like it's the new arms race, you know?
It's fascinating how the pursuit of technological advancement is driving this global competition for computing power.
Yeah.
Whoever controls that infrastructure
yeah.
has a significant advantage in developing and deploying these next-generation AI technologies.
It makes you wonder how this race for AI supremacy will shape the future.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a question that we need to grapple with.
Yeah.
But on a more practical level,
yeah.
there are some really amazing AI tools that are available right now.
Oh, absolutely. To you, to me, to anyone.
Yeah, exactly. And the book highlights a bunch of these tools, these AI tools, that are already transforming the way we create, communicate, and even think.
It's really an exciting time to be interested in AI.
Yeah, it is.
Because there's so much that's accessible to everyone.
Exactly. And the book does a great job of kind of breaking it all down.
Yeah.
Like, let's start with AI for image editing and creation.
Okay.
I mean, who hasn't wished they had a magic wand to, like, make their photos look amazing?
Right.
The book talks about all these AI-powered tools that are basically making that a reality.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Like tools like Magnific.
Mm-hmm.
And the AI features that are built into Photoshop now
right.
are making it so much easier to touch up photos,
yeah.
remove unwanted objects,
mm-hmm.
even create new images from scratch.
It's like having a personal photo editor.
Yeah.
Right there at your fingertips. And then there are tools like FLUX and Ideogram and ImageFX. Have you heard of these?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
They're really pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI image creation.
It's mind-blowing. Like, yeah. they can generate images based on text descriptions, create all these different artistic styles, and even produce, like, photorealistic images.
Yeah, it's getting harder and harder to tell what's real and what's AI generated these days.
That's true. And then there's Midjourney, which has become super popular for its ability to create really artistic, imaginative images.
Well, yeah, Midjourney is a favorite among, like, digital artists.
Yeah.
And creatives. The images it produces are just stunning. They often have this kind of surreal, dreamlike quality to them.
It's true. And AI isn't just limited to still images either. It's making waves in video creation as well.
Oh, for sure.
The book mentions this tool called Runway, which lets you create videos from text prompts.
Oh, wow.
Like, imagine just describing a scene or a concept.
Yeah.
And having AI generate a video based on your words.
It's like AI is giving us the power to direct our own movies.
Really is.
And then there's Kling, which can modify voices and generate realistic text to speech.
Oh, cool.
And even translate videos into different languages.
The possibilities are kind of endless.
They really are. It's like we're entering this new era of content creation.
Yeah.
Where anyone with a computer and an internet connection can produce professional quality videos.
I love that. Okay, so we've talked about AI for images and video, but now let's talk about the stars of the AI show, I think.
Okay.
The AI assistants.
Yeah, the ones that are changing the way we interact with information and technology.
Yeah, exactly. And the book actually gives specific instructions on how to access and use some of the most popular AI assistants out there.
Oh, that's useful.
Like ChatGPT and Claude and Perplexity.
Yeah, it's like a user manual for the AI-powered future.
It really is. And it really emphasizes, you know, knowing where to find and how to use these reliable AI tools
right.
is crucial, especially now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a world where information is so abundant, but not always accurate, knowing where to find those trustworthy sources
yeah.
is more important than ever.
Exactly. So these AI assistants are super versatile, right?
Yeah, for sure.
They can answer almost any question you throw at them, regardless of topic or complexity.
It's true. They're like having a walking, talking encyclopedia in your pocket.
Yeah. Or a personal tutor.
Yeah.
Or a tech support guru. All rolled into one.
Exactly.
So, like, need help writing a catchy headline for your next big presentation?
Ask AI.
Yeah. Curious about the history of kimchi making in Korea?
Ask AI.
Totally. Stumped by some cryptic error message on your computer?
Ask AI.
AI can decipher it.
Yeah. It's amazing how much knowledge they have access to.
It is. It's like having access to this like universe of information, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
But like the book points out, it's important to remember that AI is a tool.
Yes.
It's not a source of ultimate truth.
We still need to be critical thinkers.
Oh, absolutely.
Cross-check information. Yeah.
Use our own judgment.
Yeah. It's about using AI to enhance our own abilities.
Yeah.
Not blindly accepting everything it tells us as gospel.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So how can we use these AI assistants effectively?
That's a good question.
The book has some tips, right?
It does, yeah. It emphasizes the importance of asking specific questions.
Okay.
Instead of general inquiries. So, for example, instead of asking, what is AI?
Right.
You might ask, how is AI being used in the field of healthcare?
Okay, so be specific.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to use examples to illustrate what you mean.
Okay, so like if I wanted to write a poem about a cat.
Yeah.
I could say, can you give me some examples of poems about cats?
Exactly. That gives the AI context.
Yeah.
And it helps it understand what you're looking for.
Okay. What about the format of the response?
Oh, yeah. You can actually specify the format.
Okay.
You prefer, whether it's a bullet point list or a table or a paragraph of text.
So you can say, like, summarize this for me in bullet points. Exactly. Exactly. It's about making the information work for you.
I love that. Okay, so we've talked about using AI to answer questions, but what about those times when we're feeling totally overwhelmed by everyday tech issues?
Oh, yeah, that's relatable.
It's a universal struggle, right?
It is.
Whether it's Bluetooth refusing to connect or your laptop screen going black, printer errors that make you want to scream.
Right. It's like, why?
Technology can feel more like a foe than a friend sometimes.
I've been there.
Tell me about it. I once spent an entire afternoon trying to figure out why my printer wouldn't connect to my Wi-Fi.
Ugh, the worst.
I was ready to throw it out the window.
I feel that. But the good news is AI can actually be your tech support hero in those moments.
Yeah, so like I can ask AI to explain those confusing error messages that pop up on my computer.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Instead of feeling intimidated by all that technical jargon, you can ask AI to translate it into plain English.
Okay, so like what does this error message mean?
Yeah.
The system cannot find the file specified.
Exactly. And AI can break it down for you, explain what's going wrong.
Okay.
And even suggest some potential solutions.
It's like having a tech-savvy friend on the speed dial, but without having to actually call them.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's not just about troubleshooting error messages, right?
No. You can ask for step-by-step instructions on how to do all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Like, how do I adjust my mouse sensitivity?
Oh, yeah.
How do I change my screen resolution?
Yeah.
How do I back up my files?
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's like having a personalized tech tutorial.
Yeah.
Available 24/7.
Oh, I love that. Speaking of tutorials, AI can be really helpful when setting up those smart home devices.
Oh, yeah.
That are becoming more and more popular.
For sure.
I've definitely struggled with connecting smart lights.
Yeah.
And speakers before. Those instructions can be so confusing.
But imagine just being able to say to your AI, how do I connect my smart speaker to my Wi-Fi network?
Right.
Or how do I set up voice commands for my smart lights? Mm-hmm. AI can walk you through it, make the whole process so much easier.
It's like AI is taking the smart out of smart home setup.
Exactly. It's about making technology more accessible.
Yeah.
And less intimidating for everyone.
This is life-changing. Okay, but what about medical information?
Okay.
We know AI can translate languages, but can it really help us understand those complicated medical instructions or research papers?
That's another area where AI is proving to be incredibly valuable.
I mean, I've been in situations where I've had to decipher medication labels.
Right.
Or doctor's notes.
Yeah.
In a language that I don't understand.
I can imagine that's stressful.
It is.
Especially when it comes to your health.
It is.
But AI can help with that.
Yeah.
The book explains how AI can accurately translate those instructions.
Okay.
Clarify dosage information and even explain potential interactions with other medications you might be taking.
So I could take a picture of a prescription label.
Yeah.
And ask AI, what are the potential side effects of this medication?
Exactly. Exactly.
Or can I take this with food?
Yeah. AI can provide those clear and concise answers to those really important questions.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It helps you feel more informed and more confident.
Yeah.
About your healthcare.
It's like having a personal medical interpreter, you know,
yeah.
Or a researcher. But of course, AI should never replace professional medical advice.
Right. That's a really important point.
It's a tool for information and empowerment, but it's not a substitute for a doctor's expertise.
Absolutely.
Always consult with a healthcare professional.
Yeah.
for any health concerns or before making any decisions about your treatment.
For sure.
Okay, so speaking of health, let's shift our focus a little bit to how AI is revolutionizing the world of fitness and wellness.
Oh, yeah.
This is an area where AI's ability to personalize recommendations is just transforming the way people approach their health.
I think so, too.
So instead of trying to follow those generic workout routines or diet plans, I could have an AI create a program that's tailored to my specific needs and goals.
Absolutely, yeah. Imagine an AI that considers your fitness level, your dietary preferences, even your schedule, to create a workout plan that actually fits your life.
That would be amazing. No more forcing myself to do workouts I hate or trying to stick to those unrealistic diet plans.
Right.
So I could be like, create a 30-minute workout routine that I can do at home.
Yeah.
With no equipment.
Yeah. Or I'm trying to eat more plant-based meals. Can you suggest a weekly meal plan that includes my favorite Korean dishes?
That's awesome.
It's like having a personal trainer and a nutritionist.
Yeah.
Available 24/7.
But it's not just about creating the plan, right?
No.
AI can also track your progress.
Absolutely.
Provide feedback, even adjust the program.
Right. As you get fitter or your goals change.
It's like having a virtual workout buddy who's always there to motivate and encourage you.
Yeah, I love that. And it's not just about the physical aspect of fitness. AI can also help with stress management and relaxation.
Oh, that's a big one for me, for sure. I'm always looking for ways to manage stress.
Right. Well, you could ask AI for recommendations on meditation apps.
Okay.
Breathing exercises, or even nature sounds to help you relax and unwind.
It's like having a toolkit for managing stress.
It is.
Promoting mental well-being.
Exactly. AI is not just about optimizing our physical health. It's about supporting our overall well-being.
Mind and body.
Exactly.
This AI wellness coach is sounding pretty amazing. Okay, let's shift gears for a minute and talk about how AI can help us streamline our daily routines and boost our productivity.
Okay.
I mean, this is an area where AI's organizational and automation capabilities can really shine, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm always looking for ways to manage my time more effectively.
Yeah.
And get more done.
Yeah.
Some days my to-do list feels like it's a mile long.
I know that feeling.
But AI can help us prioritize tasks,
right.
Schedule appointments,
yeah.
Even automate those repetitive chores
yeah.
That just eat up so much time.
Absolutely.
So I could ask AI to help me create a daily schedule,
yeah.
Manage my email inbox,
great.
Even find the best deals on groceries.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine AI that analyzes your calendar, suggests the best times to schedule meetings.
Okay.
Filters your inbox, highlights the most important emails.
Okay.
Even compares prices at different online stores to find you the best deals.
That's awesome. It's like having a personal assistant.
Yeah.
Who anticipates your needs and helps you stay organized.
It really is. And it's not just about saving time. AI can also help you improve the quality of your work.
Oh, how so?
Well, imagine AI that helps you write better emails and reports.
Okay.
Create more engaging presentations, or even generate creative content for your blog or social media.
It's like having a personal editor.
Yeah.
And a brainstorming partner, all in one.
It really is. AI can help you communicate more effectively, express your ideas with more clarity.
Yeah.
And even unlock your creative potential.
AI, the ultimate productivity hack.
I think so.
Okay, so we've talked about AI for productivity, for health. But what about those who are less tech savvy, like senior citizens?
Oh, yeah.
Can AI be helpful for them?
I think AI can be incredibly empowering for seniors.
Okay.
Helping them maintain their independence.
Yeah.
Stay connected with loved ones.
Okay.
And even improve their health and well-being.
I know a lot of seniors who are intimidated by technology, but they could really benefit from the support and assistance AI can offer.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
The key is to design those AI tools that are user-friendly, intuitive,
yeah,
and specifically tailored to the needs of seniors.
So instead of those complex menus and confusing interfaces,
right.
We need AI systems that are simple to use.
Yeah.
Even for those who aren't familiar with technology.
Exactly. The book actually mentions a few examples of AI tools that are being used to support seniors.
Oh, cool.
Like medication reminder apps.
Oh, yeah.
Fall detection systems.
That's a good one.
And even social robots that can provide companionship and cognitive stimulation.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's great that AI can be used to address such a wide range of needs.
It really is.
From those really practical ones to the more emotional ones as well. Okay, so we've talked about AI for productivity, health, senior care. But what about communication?
Yeah.
Which is such a fundamental aspect of human connection.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is where AI's ability to break down language barriers can be truly revolutionary.
It really can.
We're talking about translation and interpretation capabilities that are transforming the way we interact with the world and each other.
It's true. I mean, haven't you ever had those moments when you're traveling?
Oh, yeah.
And you desperately wish you had a pocket translator.
Oh, totally.
Trying to order food in a foreign country or ask for directions can be quite an adventure.
Sometimes a little too adventurous, to be honest.
I hear you. But with these AI-powered translation tools, those communication barriers are becoming less and less of an obstacle.
So instead of relying on phrase books and hand gestures, I could just speak into my phone and have it translate my words into another language.
Exactly, exactly. In real time.
That's so cool. It's like having a personal interpreter.
Yeah.
Wherever you go.
And it's not just about travel either. AI translation is also transforming the way we access information and connect with people from different cultures.
So I could read news articles from around the world.
Absolutely.
Watch foreign films without subtitles.
Yeah.
Even have real-time conversations with people who speak different languages.
Yeah, it's incredible.
That's amazing. It's like AI is opening up this whole new world of communication.
It really is.
And understanding, making it so much easier to connect with people and ideas from across the globe.
And making the world feel just a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
And more connected.
It's like AI is building bridges between cultures.
I love that analogy.
And it's not just about translating existing content, right?
Oh.
The book also explores how AI is changing the way we learn new languages.
Oh, yeah. And this is something I'm super interested in. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to learn another language.
Yeah.
But, you know, the traditional methods can be so time-consuming and boring.
Oh, they can be a real drag. But imagine an AI-powered language tutor that adapts to your learning style.
Okay, yeah.
Provides personalized feedback.
Yeah.
And creates interactive exercises that make learning fun and engaging.
So instead of memorizing grammar rules and vocabulary lists, I could have an AI guide me through, like, immersive language experiences?
Exactly, like simulated conversations,
yeah.
Interactive games. It's amazing.
So much more engaging.
Way more engaging.
I love that. The book mentions a few innovative AI-powered language learning apps and platforms.
Oh, yeah.
That are already making language acquisition more accessible and enjoyable.
It's a really exciting time to be learning a language.
It's like having a personal language coach, right?
Absolutely.
Available 24/7, ready to help you reach your goals. And as AI technology continues to evolve, I think we can expect to see even more sophisticated and effective language learning tools emerge.
This is so inspiring, honestly. It feels like AI is not only breaking down these language barriers,
yeah,
but also opening up a whole new world of cultural understanding and human connection.
Absolutely, yeah. It's an exciting time to be witnessing the transformative power of AI in action. But I think it's important to remember that AI's capabilities extend far beyond language and communication.
That's true.
It's also making significant contributions in the realms of travel and research.
Yeah.
And even creative pursuits.
We've covered a lot of ground already.
We have.
I think maybe we should take a quick pause.
Okay.
To gather our thoughts, and then we'll come back and delve into those fascinating areas. Okay, so we're back and ready to continue exploring this vast AI universe.
It's amazing to see how AI is becoming such an integral part of so many aspects of our lives.
Right. And, you know, I think this book really highlights those sometimes hitting connections between AI and our daily routines.
Yeah.
It shows us how versatile AI can be.
Absolutely.
Like we were talking about before the break, I know you're a big traveler, right?
I am. Yeah. Exploring new cultures, experiencing different parts of the world. It's a real passion of mine.
And AI is becoming quite the travel companion, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's indispensable these days.
The book talks about how AI can personalize those travel experiences,
mm-hmm.
taking into account your interests, your budget, your travel style. So it's not just like, here's a list of, you know, tourist traps.
Right, exactly.
It can really tailor the itinerary to you.
Yeah, imagine telling an AI, you know, I'm interested in ancient history, local cuisine, and hiking.
Okay, yeah.
Create a 10-day itinerary for my trip to Greece.
Perfect.
And then it goes and scours all this data.
Wow.
From travel blogs and reviews to historical archives, restaurant guides,
mm-hmm.
to create this personalized plan.
It's like having a personal travel agent.
It really is.
Who knows you better than you know yourself?
Exactly. And it's not just about the planning, right?
Right.
AI can actually enhance the travel experience itself.
Yeah, like using those AI-powered translation tools we were talking about.
Exactly, yeah. To communicate with locals, read signs, understand menus.
Well, you don't accidentally order, you know, something you really don't want.
Exactly. It can make navigating those unfamiliar environments so much easier and less stressful.
Absolutely. I've definitely been in those situations where I'm like, I have no idea what I'm ordering. This could be interesting.
AI can be a lifesaver in those moments. It can also give you real-time information.
Oh, yeah.
About transportation options, weather conditions,
yeah.
Local events.
So helpful.
Yeah. And even cultural customs, you know, so you can avoid any embarrassing faux pas.
It's like having a local guide in your pocket.
It really is. And then when you get back from your trip, AI can help you capture and share those memories. Those photo editing tools we talked about can help you enhance your photos, create videos, even generate personalized travelogues.
Wow, that's amazing. It's really like AI's transforming travel, making it this seamless and immersive experience from the planning and exploration to the capturing and sharing those memories.
I agree.
Okay, so we've talked about travel, but now let's shift gears a bit and talk about AI's role in academia and research.
Yeah, an area near and dear to both our hearts.
Absolutely. AI is becoming a really valuable tool for researchers in all sorts of disciplines.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It can sift through mountains of data, academic papers, historical documents, scientific reports.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So much data.
Extract key insights, identify patterns, and even generate hypotheses, things that we as humans might miss.
It would save researchers so much time and effort.
It would.
And those AI-powered translation tools we talked about are also breaking down language barriers.
Absolutely.
Making it easier for researchers from different countries to collaborate and share their findings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A researcher here in Korea could easily access and understand research papers written in English or French, any language.
So cool.
It just expands their knowledge.
Yeah.
And fosters more global collaboration.
I love that. And AI can help with the actual writing process too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it can help researchers organize their thoughts, structure their arguments, make sure their writing is clear and concise.
It's like having a research assistant and a writing coach.
All in one. But it's not just about analyzing data and writing. AI is also being used to conduct experiments.
Wow.
Simulate complex systems, even design new materials and technology.
It's like pushing the boundaries of scientific discovery.
Absolutely.
So exciting. AI is really playing a vital role in advancing our understanding of the world and helping us solve some of those really complex problems that we're facing.
It really is an incredible tool.
Okay, so we've explored how AI can help with travel and research, but what about creativity?
Oh, yeah, this is where things get really interesting.
I've always thought of creativity as this uniquely human trait, you know?
Right.
But this book really challenges that notion. It suggests that AI can actually enhance and augment human creativity.
Absolutely. It can be a source of inspiration, helping us break free from those creative ruts, explore new ideas, experiment with different styles and mediums.
So instead of staring at a blank canvas or a blinking cursor, I could have AI generate some ideas for me.
Exactly, yeah. Think of a writer, for example, who's struggling with writer's block. They could ask AI to generate story prompts, suggest character names, create different plot outlines.
Or a musician who's looking for a fresh new sound. AI could help them experiment with chord progressions or generate melodies.
Exactly. The possibilities are endless.
Endless.
Yeah.
It's like AI is becoming this collaborative partner.
I think so.
In the creative process.
It pushes us to think outside the box.
Yeah.
Explore new avenues of expression.
And it's not just about generating ideas either, right?
Yeah. No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
AI can help us refine and polish our work.
Yeah, like those AI editing tools.
Exactly, yeah. They can improve the flow of our writing, the composition of our photos, even create special effects for our videos.
It's like having a personal editor and a special effects team all rolled into one.
Exactly. AI is helping us bring our creative visions to life in ways that just weren't possible before.
Mm.
And as the technology continues to evolve, you know, we can expect to see even more innovative tools emerge.
Yeah, it's exciting. Okay, so we've talked about how AI can be a powerful tool for travel, research, creativity. I mean, we've really covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
But before we wrap things up, I think it's important to take a step back and think about the bigger picture.
Yeah, I agree.
The broader implications of AI's growing influence on our lives.
Absolutely. As AI becomes more integrated into our world, it's essential that we have those open and honest conversations about the potential impacts, both good and bad.
I think this book does a really great job of encouraging us to think critically about how we want AI to shape our future. It's not about just blindly embracing the technology. It's about using it thoughtfully.
Yeah.
and intentionally.
I agree. We need to consider the ethical implications of AI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, address potential biases.
Right.
Make sure that it's used responsibly and for the greater good.
This isn't just a conversation for, you know, like the tech people or the policymakers. This is a conversation for everyone, educators, everyday citizens.
It really is.
Mm.
AI is not just a technological advancement. It's a societal transformation.
Mm.
And I think it's up to all of us to shape that transformation.
Well said. Well, as we conclude our journey into the world of AI, I think I'm left with a sense of awe, but also cautious optimism.
Me too. AI has this incredible potential to revolutionize our lives in so many positive ways, from solving global challenges to enhancing our creativity and well-being.
But we need to approach it with a healthy dose of critical thinking as well.
Absolutely. It's about embracing the possibilities while also being mindful of the potential pitfalls.
It's about ensuring that AI serves humanity.
Yes.
And not the other way around.
Exactly.
So to our listeners out there, we encourage you to continue exploring this fascinating world of AI, you know. Don't be afraid to experiment with the different tools, ask questions, challenge assumptions.
Yeah, the future of AI is still being written.
Right.
And I think we all have a role to play in shaping that future.
So stay curious, stay informed, and keep diving deep. Until next time, farewell, fellow knowledge seekers.